halftime show continues from the Marble Athletic Field. The West Ishpeming Patriots in town, and in our halftime show here, another one of our linemen, Marcus Racine.
Hello.
How's it going, dude?
It's going good. Real good.
Well, I'll ask you kind of some of the questions I already asked Max, just because as a offensive line, defensive line, you guys got handled pretty good the first 2 weeks, and I know you don't like that too much.
No. Nobody would.
So besides playing smaller guys, you know, which Hancock clearly has, and they didn't have as many guys, what was different, do you think, last week where you guys were dominant in the trenches?
I think the line played better together than it has in the first 3 weeks. I think we just came together. It wasn't much about their size. It was just we played better together as a whole unit.
Get any maple syrup for those pancakes?
No, maybe this week.
Well, and that has to feel good, too. You're not trying to hurt anybody. I don't want to give that impression. But when you get, we have a real nice tackle, and their guys can't move the ball. How does that feel?
That feels good. That means our defense is playing as a team, which is really the biggest thing that we've been working on. So glad that it's working.
And then on the other side of the ball, opening holes for Isaac to catch him, although he opens his own sometimes. But tell me what that's been like.
Well, it's been good. You know, we've been blocking better than we have in the first couple weeks. But once again, we've just been playing better as a unit overall.
So many guys playing both ways. Tell me how that is. I know we didn't have to do that a lot last year because we had more guys in skilled positions.
Well, it's definitely hard, especially against any team is definitely hard. But I think we've adjusted to it, and our bodies have adjusted to it, and I think we're doing good.
Yeah, you guys took a pounding those first 3 weeks. Tell me how you guys have bounced back from that, and maybe in the long run, did it help you, kind of toughen you up a little bit?
Yeah, it wasn't. Those first 3 weeks weren't fun, but I think as a team, we've gotten closer, and our chemistry's gotten stronger and stronger each week after. So.
Well, being on the road every week didn't help either, right?
No, that wasn't very fun.
Taking a school bus all the way up to Hancock, that I'm glad I wasn't on that bus. That must have been a little warm.
Yeah, it was warm, yeah.
So there was another Racine who played for us.
Yep.
Who's that? Brother. Who's that kid?
That's my older brother.
Yeah, I know. And yep. He's all UP, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you think, Marcus? You got an opportunity for that too, you think?
Well, that's the goal right there, is to get did. Just do my own thing. And
well, I'll give you my vote for $20.
Appreciate it.
Just kidding. No, you don't really need that, though. If you keep playing the way you are, and I think now that you're not playing against such big dudes, it helps, right?
Yeah. And it's definitely my mentality has gotten better. I've been focusing on more technique than anything, so...
Now, you're a junior, but have you thought anything about after high school, what you'd like to do?
Well, I definitely want to go to college. I'm not sure where, but I'm not sure. I'm not set on what I want to do. But
would you like to play football in college?
If the opportunity comes, then, yeah, I'll shoot for it, but
just
no
hold
promises.
Out. Well, hold out for the one that offers you the nicest car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Again, I'm kidding, NCAA. the rest of the season, what's your goal for yourself and for the team?
My goal personally is just to do best I can. I want to make all conference and all UP for myself. And then for the team, I want to win out and I want to make playoffs and try to make a run.
You got one more tackles than Josh?
Well, that's the goal.
He wouldn't hear the end of it, would he?
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't. All right, man, give your shout-outs here, Marcus.
My mom, my dad, my older brother, my little sister, my girlfriend, and Gladstone Braves.
All right, the woman's name?
Maddie Nicewanger.
All right, she'll find out that you said hi to her. You might even get a kiss for it. You never know.
Maybe.
It's a possibility. You just don't know. Marcus Racine, thanks for being here, man. Let's go
absolutely.
Get him.
Thank you.
All right, Marcus Racine in our halftime show. There's more coming up from the Marble Athletic Field as Toby will have the updated stats. Coming up next, live from Gladstone. This is Braves football. All right. Good job, dude. Go to work. See, I got the fancy stuff going today. Yeah, I don't have to put this up to your... Isn't that something? Hey, well, I was thinking, if I do that in a post-game show, why can't I do it in a pre-game show?
Yeah.
And I've been doing this... You'd think I've been doing this for 30 years. You'd think I'd figure that out by now.
Hey, you learned something new.
Well, so do you. All those years at Bark River and Esky, eh?
Yeah.
How many years altogether, Craig?
Between
Esky, Gladstone, and Bark River.
I think I started in 95.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not... Is it 95 or 96?
Because I've been here since 94, and you've always been coaching somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I started out with Bilski and Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it was 95, so.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh,